We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Oh, rock on Friday.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where are you, invisible man?
I'm working on it. I don't know why I'm not connecting. You know what I was watching? Have you guys watched any of the footage of Congress grilling the tech leaders?
No, I didn't watch that. I honestly, I felt like that was special. I was going to watch this weekend. I've been reading about it, but I haven't looked at any of the footage. What is the...
Well, first of all, you know, we've seen some of the footage where our government seems so out of touch.
Yes.
You know, it's the old person talking about, right, you know, technology. It just sounds ridiculous.
Well, how do you make money with this thing?
The Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's they're just they're on it this time. And that was I went down that sort of rabbit hole.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't pull off because I'm like, wow, they really are. They're armed with evidence. They're completely going at them about monopoly versus, right, market, you know, power.
Right.
And I thought, like, as I just started reading it, I went, oh, I gotta look more into this. This is so right here in our, you know, front yard. And,
yeah,
and man, they really, I mean, I almost want to get, I don't know if we can get Scott Budman on today, but sheesh, if he's been watching it, he may be able to break it down better than I can. That was
fun. I'll hit him up and see what's up.
Yeah, that, yeah, was super. That, but
it's not like he's out in the world.
Bezos and the way that he handles business in general, you know, like, I guess they do. See, I can't break it down the way I need to. All of these companies seem to get rid of their competitors, whether it's they buy them,
yep,
or they just find a way to cut them out of the marketplace.
Crush them.
Right, crush them, essentially.
Right.
And wow, it's a trip to just to see them on the spot. Like, they're saying, one of the companies goes, I pay this much to taxes and this much to Apple to have my app on the Apple App Store. And you go, well, I mean, it's their stuff, right?
Yes.
But, you know, and there's Tim Cook making his argument, which is, look, we care about security. We don't want people to get garbage that's going to, you know, ultimately open them up to. So we have to look at everything, improve everything. And yet they're all in a tricky spot, all of them.
Right.
Amazon probably the worst of the group.
Well, but,
no, I take that back.
Over.
Facebook probably the worst of the group. As,
oh yeah, why?
Well,
why?
They've got advertising right next to hate speech, and they're saying,
oh,
you're making,
yes,
money. You know,
yeah,
it's a trip. Anyway, sorry to get off on that, but that's what I,
oh,
was,
no,
doing.
It's fine.
Because I couldn't get this. Sorry, the party. I just ruined the party, didn't I?
No, it's just, you know, I mean, it is a little bit of a cold splash of water, you know.
Sorry.
Like, oh,
let's,
yeah, that crap we all use every day. It's totally tainted. And it's, wow, twisting the way we think about things. Okay. But it's, look, it's Friday. Nothing can get me down. Oh, here he comes. Is he connected to our Zoom? I can't wait to see your face.
Almost there. Almost there. Oh, there he's in.
I can't wait till he sees me.
Oh,
I'm dressed like
I'm
going to. Uh-oh.
Let me just mute him real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mute me. There we go. What am I?
There
what's
go.
With you?
Wait, I'm going to Siberia.
You're talking about a party dressed like that?
Yeah, dude, look at me. I'm like...
Just like that.
You got some freaking nerve. When I get the camera up, you got a beanie on and you're wrapped in a big blanket.
It's freezing in here, man.
You look like an old lady. And you're talking
Well, I am an old lady.
Friday. No, you're not.
No.
Jesus, Clarky.
I just...
What is that?
Cold. I was freezing out. I got my
it's
big
middle of summer.
On.
Oh my god!
I got my Santa shoes on. Oh my god! Yeah, it's chilly.
All right, I'm sorry. So you go. Tell me about your party.
What party? You're the one who brought up party. You said you're crashing the party. I said, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well,
it's Friday.
Friday.
You can be wearing. You could be wearing. You know. You could be naked. Or you could be wearing all the clothes in your closet if they can't take Friday away from you. You know.
It's so funny. I wouldn't even dare to joke and be naked on this. Like, it would be so funny just one morning to be nude when the thing comes up. But I wouldn't dare it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just because it would just be one of those things where somehow I'd be considered some kind. I'd forget it. I don't want to lose my job over a dumb joke.
I know.
So. We're so
Ain't that
sensitive.
The truth, man? I mean, everyone's very, very sensitive. It's a weird world that we live in because everyone's like offended ready. There's so many people who are just ready to be offended.
They're looking for ways.
Right. I am outraged on this group's behalf.
Right. Well, that's why joke will never happen.
Yep. Not in a million zillion years.
All right. Anyway.
But I would don't think I wouldn't appreciate it. If I'm bundled up and you're wearing nothing, I mean that's just
the point.
I guess it's
just like the Speedo gag the other day. The point would be, or the other many years ago. The point is, it's something you wouldn't have expected, and then we laugh, and then you get dressed, and it's over. But
I wondered because as I'm looking at I got on the Zoom meeting, and I'm like, oh, that's attractive. You know, I look like a Siberian husky.
Yeah, gotta. I'm surprised it's so cold. It's actually very warm right now where I'm at.
Really? Well,
very warm. I'm like...
So some people allow the heat to be turned on in their homes. Others
We're not running
the
heat.
Or the AC. Oh, you don't run the heat? Well, isn't it in the 50s overnight?
No. Well, not inside. I'm going to guess if I walked out to the thermostat, A, it's probably turned off. But B, if it's on, it's in the 70s here. Inside, in the house. And
yeah,
it's not 50, from running
52
the heat.
Outside right now, and I don't know. I mean, I could go and look. I'll go look during the break, but I mean, it just feels freezing. Like, even now my arms are cold. I'm trying to strip down a little bit by little bit for you. I took the blanket off. I have this big sheep, you know, whatever these are called, fleece blanket. But
let me ask you a question. How's the hair going for you? You like it? You going to keep it, or are you already growing
it
out?
Oh, no. I love it. And it's funny because it's such a reminder of how much I loved it a few years ago because when I got it cut short. And then, you know, I don't know. I guess I got kind of talked out of it by people.
Well, I think Danielle was the
Danielle really
look of
stuck
horror
a
knife on her face.
Knife in my heart. But now, you know, I don't see anybody. So, I mean,
the Instagram feed the other day. There was a bunch of comments on your hair saying how cute you look.
Yeah, that bolstered me somewhat. I feel like people are just being nice, though, you know. But in the end,
you want them to be nice over to be like, bleh.
Yeah, no. Oh, they're very nice. Thank you, guys, for your kind words of support over my hairdo. But it's just so easy. I just don't have to care about it. Maybe my capacity to care about things has diminished over the years. I just don't care. Like, I'm not trying to pick anybody up. I'm not trying to, like, you know, be a little sex pot. I'm just not trying to do those things. I've never put on makeup. I just don't care that. Like, you know, I wear baggy clothes. I just don't care. So
do you, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm doing me. And you know, I've decided, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, like, say with authority, I'll never grow my hair again. But I just don't think I will. Like, what's the point? You know, just so I can be bummed that it's not short anymore? Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what my reason would be.
I don't know why you would be You don't worry about anything else. Why would you worry about that?
Why do I have to worry about my hair? Am I cuter with long hair? You know, probably. Like, what is my care factor on cuteness these days? It's not. It's just not that high. John's into me. He wants me to grow the back out a little, so I'll do that. He was like, let it get a little longer on the back of your neck. All right, honey.
Yeah, that Joan Jett shag thing you had was pretty cute, too. But I don't, you know, either one is, I guess, for my purposes.
I'm just going to, you know, I like to be able to take a shower and 2 seconds later, I'm dry head to toe. That's what I like.
You know, right now, though, you look like you're about to go snowboarding. So.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. That's
right here in the middle of summer.
That's my sporty nature, you know. I'm not surprised you're reminded of extreme sports when you take a look at me.
Right, sure. Yeah.
We just got a texter and they said that not being nice, but your hair is really attractive, very fashionable.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, how you doing? Well. Where's my sex music? Come on, man. You're off your game, Bryn.
I'm always off my game.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I got some short old lady locks. I'd say they're about 60% silver. That's another
thing.
Are
they really?
Oh, it's pretty gray.
It's pretty silver.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't really see it on this thing. And there's still some, it's growing out. So I'll probably get it cut short again maybe 2 more times and then it'll be all natural. I won't have to dye it anymore. That's right, ladies. I'm giving up.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, whatever, right? This work from home thing.
Well, it's
working
you
for me.
With whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I lost like 3 hairs and shaved my head. I knew it was coming and I said, F it. I'm not going to watch this happen to me. I'm just not going to sit here and be trying to position myself in the mirror to see if it's any less than yesterday or the week, but screw that. You're out.
I'm
you want
losing
out?
Hair too.
Let me get you out.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's thinning out, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just grow it as far as I can, and then
comb it over.
And then, yeah, just do a Vinny. just go ahead and let go of it.
Oh, you're going to shave it all off. Well, you wear a hat every day.
At some point,
anyway.
Whatever. Yeah, that's
don't,
true. I wear a hat.
Don't worry
and,
about
yeah,
it. You talk to Anita about it first. You find out her thoughts.
Talk to Anita. There's not
thoughts.
One girl you're going to talk to that's going to thumbs up shaving your head. Trust me. Everybody, yeah, everybody is
exactly.
Like, I wonder how it would look if you just grew it, you know, whatever's there back out. You have said that to me 20
I think
times.
You should
see what's going on there by leaving it. Nah, you know what? Once you start wearing your head shaved, and I've been doing it now for, honestly, 20 years, it actually feels just like you haven't shaved your face. It's you feel dirty or whatever, like, or unkept, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, there is that thing where you just start to look like, right, like that no one's caring for you, including you. Like that, you know, well, there's a guy who doesn't care. But then, you know,
it just
it'll
feels
grow
sloppy.
Out. It'll be, you
nah.
know. I wouldn't mind taking a look at that.
Yeah, here you go again. See?
You see how it goes.
Says the girl who wants everyone to leave her alone about her hair. Typical.
You don't have to leave me alone. Just, you know, try not to be unduly mean. There's no need for that, you know. You don't need to tell me that I'm a dog. Even though I look like a wire-haired terrier.
I'm a dog.
We could all be a little nicer to each other. I'm just, you know.
That's for sure.
It does seem like people are just so, there are truly, like, I'm actually kind of worried about some people. Like, social media can be a force for good, but it's also the place where evil people go to, or just, you know, angry people go to vent. That's where they vent all their anger.
I mostly have that out of my life, and I think the Instagram feeds that I follow, for example, are fairly positive. In fact, I'd say there's as much as there's some negative out there, there's also a lot of people out there who are using their feed to pump you up. And I'm more surprised by, like, I see more of that among the people I follow than anything else. The people who are, you know, sort of like, remember to breathe, or they post things about, you know, positive message. You go, wow, look at that. That's pretty nice. Sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I wasn't taking nice deep breaths. I wasn't shaking out my shoulders and relaxing into each breath. Thank you for getting me
last night
and centered.
The NBA came back.
Oh, yeah.
And I put that on, and I sat there with my guitar. My kid walked in and goes, hey, you want to go for a bike ride?
Oh, my God.
And I said, absolutely not. Shut my door. And I just sat there and I watched. And I watched.
Here's a peek, everyone.
Hell no. I've had it with you and your late night bike rides. I'm showered. I'm not trying to get a swampy crotch at this hour. I want to sit here, play guitar, noodle on the guitar, and watch basketball. And no, I don't. Get out of here. And she did.
Had enough of you.
Right.
Daddy checked out at 6:30.
It's all day.
I punched out for the day.
It is all day.
Yeah, no, it's it would be all day and all night if you let it. Some people just don't know how to say no to their kids. And I actually think
I spent an hour yesterday on the bike with my kid.
Well, oh, that's fun.
Her on the bike.
Is she doing the push bikes?
Oh, right now I have her on training wheels, and I just want her to pedal. I want her so she's pedaling now. And I want her to learn how to steer. So right now I'm walking backwards, and I have two ropes tied to each handle. So I'm steering with her. But
I'm
walking backwards for an hour, and I'm steering her, and it's great. Like, she's having the time of her life. And 45 minutes in, I'm like, okay, Daddy's really tired. And she's like, more bicycle. And I'm like, oh God,
you're doing all the work. You know, of course, she
doesn't
wants
matter
more.
How long. She's never, she's never over it. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a ride at Disneyland, dude. You've created this pulling it and steering it for her. She's just on a ride.
Who doesn't want to be in a horse-drawn carriage where the horse walks backwards?
I'm trying to get her to pedal. I mean, like, if she's not pedaling, I don't pull it. You know, I pull it a little bit just to get her going, but I want her to pedal.
I'm surprised you haven't rigged up a thing. Those are cool. I think those are a fairly recent development, because my kids had to do the training wheels thing too. And I'm watching all these kids now on push bikes, and they're little, and they're getting, you know, they get themselves going and pick their
feet
up.
They get the balance, right? They figure out the balance and the steering.
And their
really
feet are right there
quickly.
To put down if they need to. Those things are really cool. I'm actually surprised, Bryn, that you haven't rigged up something where you've got like a pole attached to each of the handlebars, and you can stand behind her so you can actually give it a little bit of forward push but still get the steering on, and then you can walk forward. You should see this thing that he inventorated for his compost bins. Like, it's insanity.
Oh, man, that's dumb.
Did that thing work? Whatever. He built this contraption in his backyard. He's like, hey, Sarah, look what I invented. And it's this thing just made out of like 2x4s and like some cogs and wheels and crank handles. And he's like, you put your compost bin in there, and then you can just turn it so that you don't have to, because compost heaps are a lot of work. You got to fork them over, and you got to, you know, they need to be turned. And he's like, I just flipped the thing. This whole humongous contraption. You can invent that, but you can't put some sticks behind her and walk forward?
Well, I have
more bicycle.
That's a great idea, Sarah. I'll figure it out.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll invent that today. You should put up some pictures of that, of your compost contraption. I wonder if that's something you could patent.
It's 2x4.
And make
it was
millions.
Leftover 2x4s, and I was just like, it's not a bad idea to figure out how to turn this thing without having to exert so much
any
energy,
effort,
you know,
right?
You don't even post on your page, do you?
I know he hardly.
I haven't
ever does.
Posted last, in a minute, you know.
Just, last thing he posted was,
you know,
3 months.
Everything's
ago.
Either baby or house stuff for me right now.
Fine,
well, I'm living the same life, dude. There's no question.
Nothing wrong with that.
I looked at my feed. I'm like, I got all these Cameron pictures, and I'm like, oh man, I shouldn't. I don't want to be
guy.
The guy that.
I'm that guy too. There's just look. We had kids, and now we got to live with them. That's all there is to it.
Well, the nice thing for us was that we would actually go into work in the olden days, and so there were like pictures of each other or some fun thing that happened at the station or
hey,
something.
Look, I
saw
met Sting today.
Truck,
I have a life,
right.
See?
But now it's like, well, here's another picture of the same studio I sit in every day, and here's a picture out the view of out the window of the same view I see every day, and there's my kids, and that's what you get.
Right.
And that's all.
Your kid. Well, hey, let me ask you about your kids real quick. Your kids post. I'm not trying to get on their page. I'm not trying to find out info about them. I just mean they got those pages and they post daily, or they're not into that at all.
My suspicion is that my kids have private pages that I'm not
privy
to. Whatever. And because I do follow both of them on Instagram, and they once in a while put up some, you know, picture of a quarter of their face with the word thoughts, you know, whatever kids, you know, teenagers, you know, or a picture of something cute and they go this, you know, that's.
Oh, okay.
So my guess is, because I know they're constantly on their phones, which leads me to think I'm not seeing the half of what these two are up to.
All right.
And so
they got something that you don't know about is what it
comes
down to.
I'm certain of it. And there's all kinds of apps that I have no, and especially Riley, who is just like, you know, oh, my friend invented this social media. I'm like, okay, well, I hope he makes $1 billion with it because, you know, I hope it's another Snapchat. But yeah, they definitely
Snapchat. That's
I'm just saying, nice. You know, it's that's like there's a lot of people trying to do a lot of things right now. And
you turned a profit on it, then?
Yeah,
no,
you're all set,
no.
Right? Sold it yet?
No, I sold it. I'm just saying that it, you know, I bought that and then it tubed. It went down to $4.
Oh, why didn't we buy it at $4?
In 3 years or more, probably more, 4 years probably. I ended up with a $200 profit and I got the hell out of there.
In the end, you didn't lose money. That's
no,
more than
right.
A lot of people can say. So that's you won.
Along the way, I for sure was like, I should just cut my losses. This is ridiculous. I have two kids that I need to pay for college for. And I'm sitting here gambling with thousands of dollars on Snap.
Yeah.
What a failure.
Honestly, do it right now. Go buy some Amazon. Buy some Netflix.
Amazon is so expensive right now.
Yeah, Amazon. I don't
know
about
that. So
what?
So buy one share. Don't worry about
it. You should.
That thing is
mad. Maybe Scott will tell us what's going to happen to those companies. I don't know if the government's going to have any way to
break them up.
Besides embarrass them publicly, which no one saw.
Yeah, no one cares.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to write you a strong letter of, we're mad. Yes. You are, that seems unfair. We're censoring you via note. Here
right.
It is. Here's your note.
Well,
Post that up on your wall at work.
Anyway, somehow we've done it. We've meandered our way through to lateness.
Just truly every day it's a surprise. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Sarah and Vinny's morning show. KLLC, KLLC, HT1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Al's morning show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.